relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Congratulations to the Queen! Yes, indeed. She now has her eighth great-grandchild. The son was born to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And that's all I'm going to say about it on this show. Thank you very much. We're happy for the family, but let them be, please. Let them be. More importantly, this is just absolutely priceless. The Senate Democrats ran a poll at the weekend on social media. They asked their supporters, which type of Supreme Court justice would you like to see more of? Would you like more Ruth Bader Ginsburgs? Or would you like more Justice Kavanaugh's? The Democrats deleted the poll when the results came in. 71% of respondents said Justice Kavanaugh is the kind of justice we want. Only 29% they liked Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's just... And then they deleted it. Why? Because that's who they are. The truth must be totally deleted. A man who understands that all too well is Nigel. Can I call you the godfather of Brexit?
You can say that, Seb. Good evening.
Greetings to you. I think it's better than granddaddy, right? I think godfather's better, no?
Godfather. I like God. It sounds powerful. I like it.
It does. It does indeed. It does indeed. We are very excited to have you with us. He is, of course, Nigel Farage. He is the man who made Brexit possible. Follow him, Nigel_Farage, F-A-R-A-G-E. Thank you for joining us, Nigel. You are right now in the UK squeezed between two elections. You've just had by-elections last week. You've got the EU elections coming up on the 23rd. Incredible results. The Conservatives, I have the figures in front of me, in the local elections, if this is correct, lost over 1,000 seats. Stunning. And the polls have...
They did.
What's going on in British politics? Is this the revenge of the people's will?
Well, let's be clear that the Brexit referendum was the biggest political event in modern British history.
Yes.
And we had the entire establishment lined up, supported by the giant multinational businesses. We even had Barack Obama fly into London to tell us that we must all vote to remain part of the globalist European Union run by unelected bureaucrats.
Otherwise, you'd be punished, yes? He said you'd have to get to the back of the queue.
We'd go to the back of the line.
Right.
America would... I mean, amazing that any American president could speak about the United Kingdom in that way, given the extraordinary friendship that exists between our countries. But that's what happened. And despite all of it, and despite being told we'd all be poor, we'd all lose our jobs, you know, plagues of locusts would invade our land. Despite all of that, we voted Brexit. And that was 3 years ago. And then a year after that, we had a general election in which our two big parties, Labour and Conservative, both said, vote for us and we will deliver Brexit. And the legislation was passed for us to leave on March 29th this year. And guess what? We haven't left. And we haven't left because Parliament doesn't actually want us to leave. We now have this gaping chasm between what the people want and what our political class want.
Can you explain this to our listeners here in America first? Because now you have bipartisan denial of the people's will. You have Labour, you have the Tories blocking it. Why is it? Is it just jobs for the boys? How can they be so dismissive of 17 million people having spoken?
Well, I think part of it is that the whole European Union structure that guarantees jobs forever is a very comforting thought to career politicians who've never, ever done a proper day's work in their lives. That's part of it. But it's also something deeper than that. I mean, if you go back 70 years, you know, this country of mine ran and owned the biggest empire the world had ever seen.
Correct.
We'd come out of World War II. We were bankrupted by the war. And piece by piece, we saw a huge deterioration in this country's status, in its wealth. And we've reached a point where, despite the fact we're doing relatively well, despite the fact we're the world's fifth biggest economy, despite the fact that with you, we're the key partners, albeit we're smaller, but we're the key partners in NATO and many other things, our ruling class do not think we're good enough to be an independent, self-governing country. They've lost confidence in our ability to be a functioning, independent democracy. And they thought that by denying Brexit to us, they could get away with it. So we had these elections last week, which you've mentioned, in which the ruling Conservatives did badly, but interestingly, the Labour Party did badly as well.
Yes.
And voters were choosing all sorts of different options, including particularly a variety of independent candidates. Now, as a result of us not leaving, we now have to contest the European Parliament elections on May the 23rd. And my role, as you said at the start, I was the godfather of this. I was.
And now you have a new party. You have the Brexit party to run.
Well, that's right. Because, you see, I actually took a backward step, Seb. I thought, look, you know, Parliament has passed the legislation. We're leaving on March 29th. I've done my bit. I've helped turn around the course of British history. I've done my bit. Now it's been betrayed. I've set up a brand new party. We launched 5 weeks ago.
And you've almost gotten 90,000 registered supporters already. That's incredible.
Yes, we do. We're raising money online in a way that's never been done before in UK politics. And the last opinion polls show us in the lead, despite the party being only 5 weeks old.
Wow.
And this is not just a fight back on Brexit. I now believe that the British political class, our establishment, is so rotten that they've got to be taken on and replaced.
Well, you have a wonderful hashtag at the bottom of your bio on Twitter. Follow him, Nigel_Farage, hashtag change politics for good. Are you optimistic, Nigel, with regards to what the future holds for the UK and the UK-US relationship?
Yes, I am. Do you know what? Brexit meant the genie got out of the bottle.
Yes.
And the public now want this. They want us to be a self-confident nation. And the truth of it is, let's be friends with Europe, let's trade with Europe, but come on, our real friends around the world speak English. That's the truth of it. It always has been. It always will be.
Nigel, what is the phrase Churchill used? The English-speaking peoples, is that right?
English-speaking peoples of the world.
Yes.
And there is a common bond between us, of common law and many other things. And if you think of all that was done in the 20th century between America and the UK to preserve the concepts of liberty, freedom, democracy, and independence. They are the crowning achievements on the world stage of our two countries. When we work together, the world's a better place.
God bless you, Nigel, for never giving up. Follow him on Twitter, Nigel_Farage, F-A-R-A-G-E. He is the godfather of Brexit and now the leader of the new Brexit Party UK. Thank you, Nigel. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Can I enlist you, please? Help us with our Angel Tree Camp. What are we doing with this initiative? We're sending children who have lost a mother or father to prison to a safe summer camp. Listen to the joy in their voices thanks to the support they get from people like you.
Horseback riding ride, balloon animals, and yeah, we go fishing, and then we archery. Go to archery. We used to go BB gun aiming. We go to the animal. It's a little mini zoo that you get to pet chickens and goats. First day, we went swimming, and we had lunch, breakfast, and then dinner.
I'm not sure about petting chickens. Goats, yes, but chickens, I'm not so sure. Do some good right now. Go to sebgorka.com or call 888-206-2794. That's sebgorka.com and click on the Angel Tree Camp banner. Send these deserving children to a safe summer camp. Friends, I have to tell you about my recent experience at Frontsight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. I am no novice. I have received firearms training at the highest level. Dr. Ignatius Piazza and his Frontsight facility are a national treasure. Through my personal relationship with Frontsight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge, with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/Gorka. After your first course at Frontsight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population guaranteed. But you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/Gorka. See you at Frontsight. Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka for my friends at besthotgrill.com. Solaire is the hot, fast grill that reaches 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes and makes your food more juicy and flavorful. Make grilling great again. Buy a 21-inch or larger Solaire infrared grill, built-in or cart model, in the month of May and receive a free USA-made waterproof cover. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire hot, fast grills at besthotgrill.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Stealing data from unsuspecting people on public Wi-Fi is the simplest way for hackers to make money. When you leave your internet connection unencrypted, you might as well be writing your passwords and credit card numbers on a huge billboard for the world to see. Try ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Using ExpressVPN, you can safely surf on public Wi-Fi without having your personal data stolen. For less than $7 monthly, you can lock in to ExpressVPN protection. ExpressVPN is rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Protect your online activity today. Find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Gorka. That's expressvpn.com/Gorka for 3 months free with a one-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka to learn more.
It's amusing how you're watching the news and then suddenly you see a face of a congressman or congresswoman you've never heard of. And then you do a little bit of research and they've been there for years, sometimes decades, just picking up a paycheck. Did you realize that Beto O'Rourke was in Congress for 6 years as a congressman? I only know that because Chris Plant told me. I thought, no, that's another Robert O'Rourke. No, it's true. And then there are other congressmen who you know they're there from day one. And that includes our guest, Matt Gaetz. He's from the 1st Congressional District of Florida. Follow him on Twitter at Rep Matt Gaetz, G-A-E-T-Z. Hey, Matt, I've heard some really weird pronunciations of your last name recently on radio. It is Gaetz, right?
It is Gaetz, like open gates.
Thank you.
I've also been called, you know, Gaetz. And I don't ever correct people because then I just tell them whatever Matt wants, Matt Gaetz.
Very nice. The man who has his own motto as his last name. That's very good. You are off to see the big man later today. And then you're going to his rally in Panama City on Wednesday. Is this true?
That's right. President Trump will be bringing, a sense of optimism and rejuvenation to the parts of the Florida panhandle that were devastated by Hurricane Michael. This is an area of the country where the president is very popular, where our military mission, our veterans, patriotism really drive what people care about. And so it'll be a big event. And, Florida is going to be one of those states that'll be very, very close in the 2020 election. And so the president wants to give folks every reason to support his agenda. And I look forward to being there with him.
Well, we can't wait for those rallies. Those rallies are fabulous to watch. Somebody who couldn't fill a stadium like the president, I doubt he could fill a junior baseball court, a basketball court, is, of course, Chairman Jerry Nadler. Is it true that that man didn't allow you as a member of his committee to speak last week?
That's true. All week we had two meetings and I could not even get recognized by the committee chairman. And it really shows how disorganized and I think disrupted the Democratic Party is, given the fact that there was no collusion with Russia in the 2016 election. And so what they're doing, Dr. G, is that they have no strategy. They simply are trying to throw as much dirt as the president as they possibly can. And you got one group of Democrats who wants impeachment. You got another group who understands that that's not going to be helpful for them in the elections because the American people actually voted for Donald Trump.
Right.
And they're not going to see their vote undermined by a bunch of bureaucrats in the deep state. And so it really creates an environment that looks like impeachment in drag, where they're holding hearings with the purpose of impeaching the president, but they won't call them impeachment hearings. And I think it just makes them look like a group of people you wouldn't trust to run the country.
Impeachment in drag. That's an interesting image. Let me ask you, because you are in the trenches. You are amongst the swamp dwellers fighting the political correctness and the insanity. Is this good for us? I mean, you are a man of the people. You're out there. You're talking to the average American who's just trying to get by, who's happy with the recent events in the economy. When they keep talking about impeachment, Isn't that good for the Make America Great Again agenda? Because don't most Americans, Matt Gaetz, just kind of switch off?
It's probably good for us politically that Democrats are so focused on tearing Trump down, but it's not good for the country.
Right.
You know, I mean, and that's why I wish they would just stop. As much as it might be good for Republicans politically, you know, this country is poised for amazing things. We're producing again. We're respected in the world again. Other countries know they can't take advantage of us in trade deals. And that really gives us a launch pad into the next generation of prosperity for our amazing country. And it's a shame that Democrats don't want to join us on that journey. But here's what's happening is as Americans all over see that there's more money in their paycheck, that they are more optimistic about their in their future, Democrats no longer want to engage us on the substance of
right.
policy. Instead, they have to demonize the human beings who are carrying that policy. So they won't disagree with how Trump has approached trade. Instead, they'll try to make him look like a bad person. And at the end of the day, what really helps us politically is to continue to deliver on the things we said we would do for the American people. I wish Congress was helping the president. That's actually what our founders envisioned.
Right.
But you've got a president who has to drive a lot of that on his own.
In the last few minutes we have, describe for us how the last 2 years have affected your state, your congressional district. What are things looking like in Florida, Matt Gaetz?
Well, we have over 800 people a day that move to the state of Florida.
Wow.
It's because we're the lowest per capita state taxes in America. And because people are no longer able to take deductions in their high-tax, cold states, many of them, those people are choosing to move their businesses, move their families to Florida. So we're doing very, very well. We have functionally full employment in our state. And the other thing is that, like many states around the country, Florida contributes greatly to the military mission. We now have the greatest investment in our military ever in history, and that's helping make sure that we're prepared to contribute to the fight in a meaningful way. Throughout my state, though, this Venezuela problem is one that is becoming a kitchen table issue. I know it's one you and I have discussed on the show and off the show, and I think President Trump is playing this perfectly by putting the strategic conditions in place that allow for the people of Venezuela to fight for their own freedom, because I don't think freedom is a gift that America can give to another country. I think to have enduring freedom, you have to fight for it.
Yes.
You have to bury your relatives over it. You have to bleed for it. And then on the back end, you care about freedom so much that you'll never let a strong man take it away from you. And we're starting to see that really come to fruition now in Venezuela.
In the last minute we have left with you, Representative Matt Gaetz, follow him at Rep. Matt, G-A-E-T-Z. What is your message to those conservatives who really aren't active in political life, who think it's a shoo-in for 2020, are kind of lulled into inactivity? And what message do you have for Floridians and your fellow Americans who are on the fence about Donald Trump and the Make America Great Again agenda?
I would ask those folks to look at their own conditions. Tune out the media. Tune out a lot of the hate Trump elements in society, and think about whether or not your life has gotten better. And what we see is that, you know, with 8 straight months of year-over-year wage growth, with doubling the expectations of economic growth from the Obama era, we do see that folks are doing better. So I think that at the end of the day, we will win this election, but it will be very, very close. In my state of Florida, as well as things have gone, 8.5 million people voted, and capitalism only prevailed over socialism
Wow.
by about 30,000 votes. And so find a neighbor, find somebody who isn't engaged, talk to them about the greatness of this country and the fact that we're just getting started if we can reelect our president.
Imagine another 6 years like the last two. We have been talking to Representative Matt Gaetz from Florida's 1st Congressional District, one of the few fighters for freedom on Capitol Hill. Do say hi to my old boss when you visit the White House today, and we can't wait for you to get a shout out from President Trump on Wednesday at that rally in Panama City. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you, Dr. G.
Hey, you are listening to America First on the Salem Radio Network. Our number here is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752.
Donald Trump has declared war against the Federal Reserve. The winner will determine the outcome of the world's economy. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Trump has called the Federal Reserve crazy, his number one enemy, and believes they've blown a massive asset bubble that their rising rates will pop. Trump knows he must beat the Fed to the punch before they cause another financial collapse. He'll do this by monetizing gold. His brilliant plan will cause the price of gold to double overnight. I lay it all out in my in-depth report, The Mar-a-Lago Accord. To get this report and a free copy of my best-selling book, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. The U.S. owns more gold than every nation in the world. Trump's about to use that gold to make America great again. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you have an IRA or 401k, you absolutely need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776. Donald Trump has declared war against the Federal Reserve. The winner will determine the outcome of the world's economy. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Trump has called the Federal Reserve crazy, his number one enemy, and believes they've blown a massive asset bubble that their rising rates will pop. Trump knows he must beat the Fed to the punch before they cause another financial collapse. He'll do this by monetizing gold. His brilliant plan will cause the price of gold to double overnight. I lay it all out in my in-depth report, The Mar-a-Lago Accord. To get this report and a free copy of my best-selling book, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. The U.S. owns more gold than every nation in the world. Trump's about to use that gold to make America great again. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you have an IRA or 401k, you absolutely need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Stealing data from unsuspecting people on public Wi-Fi is the simplest way for hackers to make money. When you leave your internet connection unencrypted, you might as well be writing your passwords and credit card numbers on a huge billboard for the world to see. Try ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Using ExpressVPN, you can safely surf on public Wi-Fi without having your personal data stolen. For less than $7 monthly, you can lock in to ExpressVPN protection. ExpressVPN is rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Protect your online activity today. Find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Gorka. That's expressvpn.com/Gorka for 3 months free with a one-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka to learn more.
Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt for PatriotMobile.com, the country's only conservative cell phone carrier. Do you believe in abortion? Do you want sanctuary cities? And if not, why are you supporting these efforts with your cell phone? Big Mobile has given millions of dollars of your money to these causes when you pay your cell phone bill. That's why conservatives created Patriot Mobile, to give you a choice to stop supporting things you don't believe in. It's easy to switch to Patriot Mobile. You get the same reliable nationwide service, unlimited talk and text, plans starting as low as $25, and each bill you pay supports your values. Need more motivation? Mention Hugh Hewitt when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit them online at patriotmobile.com/Hugh to get your activation fee waived. In fact, for two lines, you can make a difference, but only if you make the switch to Patriot Mobile. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com/Hugh.
It's always a celebration here in America First. Why? Because we are happy warriors. Just like the great Gipper taught us, we love our country and we are fueled by the happiness it provides us. Unlike our adversaries who run on hate, on bile, that is their fuel, probably caused by self-hatred. If I had to psychoanalyze them, it begins with self-hatred. Not here, not on Team America, not on Team Trump, or the America First team. Let's go to your calls. The number here is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, which is the secret code for all the great deals you get, whether it's MyPillow, whether it's anything else that makes this program possible, G-O-R-K-A. The number, 833-334-6752. Let's go to Helen, line 3 in Ohio. Helen, welcome to America First.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I wanted to comment about Hillary the other night making the comment that she was living rent-free in Donald
yes.
Trump's head.
She wishes she was living rent-free.
I don't think he really thinks about her at all. And
no.
I thought that's as close to the presidency and as close to the White House as she will ever get.
Yes, her fantasizing about living yes. rent-free in Donald Trump's head is the closest she'd ever get. Perfect. Absolutely
exactly.
sterling. Absolutely sterling.
And then
go ahead.
I watched Nadler the other day on the
did you lose your appetite?
Yes, I did.
Don't do it before dinner. Do not do it before eat. Do not watch Jerry Nadler before a meal, unless you're trying to lose weight.
That's a good idea. He was talking about Donald Trump being a dictator. He was the one behaving as a dictator. He refused to call on any Republicans. They were saying, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chairman. He totally ignored them, hit his gavel, and said, meeting adjourned.
Well, not only that, he killed the mic. We had Matt Gaetz on in the last. He killed the mic on Matt Gaetz. This is a congressman who is a member of his committee, and he throttles free speech. Incredible, incredible. Helen, lovely call. Thank you for calling. Don't be a stranger. Spread the word of America First. We've got to get one more call in this segment. Let's go to the People's Republic, Jason in California, line 2. Welcome aboard.
Hey, Dr. Gorka. I love your show. I try to listen to you every day.
Thank you.
I just wanted to tell you that I'm a young 26-year-old conservative living in Los Angeles and a former Democrat. And
what happened? What made you come to your senses, Jason?
Becoming a gun owner and joining the NRA.
Good man. Good man.
It's tough out here. It's tough to talk about it out here. I have a lot of liberal friends, and I'm a film major, so it's tough with the industry.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so give me – I got to ask you this. You're a film major, you like guns, and you're conservative. How politicized – you don't mention the school. How politicized are your classes? Is it free of politics, or do you have professors who try and ram stuff down your throat?
Professors know more students. Baiting the professors. I get that a lot. I get them, students will make comments to try to get a reaction out of the professor.
But from what perspective? The students are liberals or they're trying to bait from?
Yeah,
okay.
Total liberals. And I'm actually planning, I'm in pre-production to do a documentary about, I want to do a day in the life of the LAPD and also do
cool.
And stuff on the military. My dad's a Navy vet from Vietnam, a disabled veteran, and he took me to gun shows growing up and air shows, and I loved it. And I grew up in Simi Valley, so I'm appreciating conservatism a lot more as I get older.
Do you have any good connections in the LAPD? Because we can help you if you need some good connections.
I do have one, a family member, but I'll take another one. That'd
all right,
great.
Stay on the line. I was in your neck of the woods recently in a very good cigar bar with Dennis Prager and then with my son, and it was the retirement ceremony for a sergeant in the LAPD who'd been there for 2 decades, and he is a point of contact you need to know. So stay on the line, Jason. You'll get a signed copy of my latest book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies, and also we'll connect you with that sergeant who will help you with your film. Stay strong. Stay strong in the heart of darkness that is Los Angeles when it comes to politics. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. You more of your calls next. But first, if you are an individual who, for any reason, and I mean any reason, has daily aches and pains, whether it's just walking down the stairs, walking the dog, whatever it may be, can I suggest something to you? Do what I did. Try Relief Factor. It's totally natural and it relieves pain. Seth and Pete Talbot have a mission, not just to be successful businessmen, but to give you liberty from pain. I had a low back pain issue. It is gone now. Why? Because I took the 3-week quick starter pack. Within 2 weeks, my pain was gone, and it is still totally in remission. Go to relieffactor.com. See the testimonials from across the country. Tens of thousands of Americans are in the same situation as me, getting their lives back. That's why people like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, and myself are prepared to fully endorse Relief Factor. It's the only product of its kind that after people try the Quick Starter Pack, more than 70% become regular customers. That is an unheard of percentage, but it's obvious why it works. Totally natural, no pharmaceuticals, no side effects. You could be one of the people who gets their lives back. Go to relieffactor.com, see the testimonials, and order the 3-week Quick Starter Pack now. You won't regret it. Relieffactor.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are turning them off and turning on Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's no-spin news show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Stealing data from unsuspecting people on public Wi-Fi is the simplest way for hackers to make money. When you leave your internet connection unencrypted, you might as well be writing your passwords and credit card numbers on a huge billboard for the world to see. Try ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Using ExpressVPN, you can safely surf on public Wi-Fi without having your personal data stolen. For less than $7 monthly, you can lock in to ExpressVPN protection. ExpressVPN is rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Protect your online activity today. Find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Gorka. That's expressvpn.com/Gorka for 3 months free with a 1-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka to learn more.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-in Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-in Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-in Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Have you seen the footage from Sheremetyev Airport in Moscow? 41 killed when that jet landed and caught flames. The footage from the outside is pretty shocking in and of itself, as you see people escape out of the front of the plane as the rear is engulfed in a fireball. But the really scary stuff is the footage from the inside of the plane. Now, look, I'll admit it. My wife points it out to me every day. I'm kind of surgically connected to my phone. I'm on my phone a lot. Social media addict is the phrase I have heard once or twice. But I don't think if I were in a plane that was on fire, I'd be filming the fire on my phone. That's what some of the passengers were doing. Sitting in their seats, filming the fire engulf the plane. Frightening. Frightening. Let's stay on the topic of Russia, not on air transport, but on Russia. I think it's time Chris Wallace might have to look to change his job or work on another channel. He interviewed Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, at the weekend. And I'm so glad that Mike chewed him out. And it was majestically done. Let's listen to Mike Pompeo with Chris Wallace. Cut one.
Why doesn't the president get tough with Putin about what everyone seems to agree is clear, meddling in 2016 and the threat of meddling in 2020?
Chris, this administration has been tougher on Russia than any of its predecessor administrations. I could go through the list, but there's not time in the show to talk about all the things we've done. And so for you to suggest that somehow we haven't taken election interference seriously, we do.
But I guess what I'm asking, and I take your point, because in terms of specific policies, the U.S.
government... Yeah, so, Chris, I don't get your point.
Well,
I'm confused.
Let me make it. You're
looking at the administration that has been tougher on Russia than any of its predecessors, and yet you continue to be fixated on something that Robert Mueller wrote down. I'm not struggle with that.
Bingo. Seriously, Chris Wallace? I mean, you just betrayed your lack of seriousness. Why isn't the president being tougher on Russia? Which president since 1776 authorized his Secretary of Defense to target and kill more than 200 Russian mercenaries in a theater of combat? Not even Ronald Reagan did that. Barack Obama sent blankets to the Ukraine. Donald Trump shipped anti-tank missiles to the government of Kiev to use against the Russians the next time they invaded. This president has revitalized NATO to stand up to their commitments that they have promised for more than 30 years to make, but that they welched on. This president has made us the first time ever in our history a net exporter of energy, which is crushing the Russian economy, which is not a one-horse town. It's a half-horse town. It's a little one of those little circus pony towns, because the only thing it has, the only thing Russia has to export, is energy. And we're driving the price of oil through the bottom of the market. Why? Because we're producing more of it than anybody else. And gas. What are you talking about, Chris Wallace? I am so glad Mike Pompeo showed such utter disdain for that line of questioning. But you know who didn't? You know who made it even worse and doubled down? That man, Joe Scarborough. Listen to his analysis with his sycophantic partner in crime, Mika Brzezinski. Cut to.
What an absolute fool he makes of himself every time he opens his mouth. What a fool he has made of himself on North Korea. What a fool he is making of himself. And how disgraceful. How disgraceful, Mike, that he acts shocked and accuses Chris Wallace
of misleading the viewers.
He is beneath contempt. He should be ashamed of himself. And put him at the top of the list of day traders who don't understand Donald Trump's going to be out of office in a year and a half.
Mike Pompeo should be ashamed of himself for misleading the American public. It's disgraceful. How about this for being disgraceful? How about you being a married man with little children? How about your co-host, Mika Brzezinski, being a married woman with children? How about both of you having an affair while you are married, quietly divorcing your spouses, and then shacking up together and getting married? How's that for disgraceful? You utter fraud and a hack. How dare you make any kind of moral judgment against another human being that is breathing. And to tell us that Mike Pompeo is misleading the American public? What are you doing every morning, Monday to Friday, from your fake New York studio when you're actually in Florida? You've been lying for 2 years now. You're still peddling the Russian garbage. If you weren't getting a paycheck from Vladimir Putin, it doesn't matter because you're still doing his bidding. You are a disgrace. The idea that you're a former congressman, the idea that you have a national television show is abhorrent to decent people. You philanderer, you fake, with your dyed hair and your fake New York green screen behind you. We have utter contempt for you, Joe Scarborough, and Micah Brzezinski. You are risible. You are beneath contempt. God bless Mike Pompeo. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Going to count to 10. Take a deep breath. Let's not have any more Scarborough for a few hours or a few days. Unbelievable. More of your calls, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, 833-334-6752. And you can write to us as well at the website where we live stream audio and video, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, which is also my Twitter handle. I never mention my Twitter handle, Seb Gorka, also on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget, iTunes, the podcast app. Just look for America First. And whatever you do, dear friends, don't touch that dial.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Important bulletin regarding the secret tech stock that everyone is suddenly talking about. The tech stock is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. Donald Trump himself called what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. And the company is collecting billions from the tech giants, including over $30 billion just from Apple, Nokia, and Microsoft. Yet here's the most intriguing part. This $3 stock trades under a secret name. Just go to OneStockRetirementNow.com to get the whole story.
Donald Trump has declared war against the Federal Reserve. The winner will determine the outcome of the world's economy. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Trump has called the Federal Reserve crazy, his number one enemy, and believes they've blown a massive asset bubble that their rising rates will pop. Trump knows he must beat the Fed to the punch before they cause another financial collapse. He'll do this by monetizing gold. His brilliant plan will cause the price of gold to double overnight. I lay it all out in my in-depth report, The Mar-a-Lago Accord. To get this report and a free copy of my best-selling book, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. The U.S. owns more gold than every nation in the world. Trump's about to use that gold to make America great again. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you have an IRA or 401k, you absolutely need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dear friends, if you haven't done so already, write this number down now, 800-829-8468. That's the number where you get special discounts if you're one of my listeners for MyPillow's products. Yes, Mike Lindell, the man who has sold 44 million of those incredible pillows that I sleep on, and now his Giza Dream Sheets of the finest Egyptian cotton he guarantees. You'll never sleep on anything so fine. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468, but use my name for 30% off and free shipping, G-O-R-K-A, at checkout. Let's go to your calls, line two, Leanne in Phoenix. Welcome to America First.
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
Okay, first of all, when they ask questions over and over, let's
Who's they?
Well,
you're breaking up. Are you moving?
No, I'm not.
Okay, start again.
The conference that you just let us listen to, where he was questioning the fact that Trump hasn't done anything to with the Russians to better the relationship.
Oh, Chris Wallace on Fox. Yeah.
Chris Wallace. Thank you. Okay, so. Instead of, let's say, answering the questions, because the questions are all dreamed up and made up and whatever, don't explain ourselves. Don't even entertain the questions, because, like I said, they're all lies. Instead, just say, you know, well, let's talk about Hillary and the Bill Clinton, foundation, where they received $143 million into that account from supposedly the Russians. What about this on your end? What about that? And I'm just tired of Trump having to explain himself for everything. And he could say, excuse me, I'm going to answer those questions. I already answered them.
We're losing you, Leanne. We get the point. Look, it's the way you respond, because I've been where Mike Pompeo was, the way you respond to these questions, it's kind of sui generis. It's on a case-by-case basis. If you always did the same thing, you'd look a little bit robotic. If you always try and push it off to, you know, Hillary Clinton, Uranium One, and the Clinton Foundation, after a while you just look as if you don't want to talk about anything except those issues. But yeah, you can mix it up. I think in this case, the idea that Chris Wallace, who, yes, I know he had a famous father, but he is supposed to be a journalist in his own right. He's hosting a show on Fox. He's perpetrating this garbage. He needed a smackdown. And that's what Mike Pompeo did. So in this case, I think it worked, but I think you're right. Sometimes you got to move the needle into the other direction and say, hey, what about that Uranium One thing? So, you know, you play it by ear. It's not a science. Strategic communications is an art form, but I hope you agree that in that case, Mike Pompeo gets an A+. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, back with special guests, my analysis, and your calls here on America First.
If you are a timeshare owner, please listen to this message. I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are an unhappy timeshare owner, you probably want to get out of it as smoothly and rapidly as possible. Put this on your spring clean to-do list. Give us a call and let us do for you what we have done for over 8,000 others across the country. Our process is legal, ethical, and best of all, it's done quickly. Lone Star Transfer is a family-owned business, and we have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau and a 99% success rate. We will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by living under the burden and expense of your unwanted timeshare. Start your spring cleaning today by giving us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844 284 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.